Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I'm going to read this out to you. I've got an interesting message here that was on Mum's Nest today, and I thought it was intriguing. You didn't get around to talk about it today, so I said I'd do it now. I've been with my partner for 4 years. He was with his ex for 4 years before us. They have no children together, neither do we. In all the time we've been together, he has stayed in contact with her, meaning his ex. Messages, phone calls, FaceTime, though not meeting up. When I first found out, 1 year into that, that this was going on, I told him I wasn't comfortable with it and didn't see a need for it. And he wouldn't like it if it was the other way around. I have never been in contact with any of my exes. I know, as he can be a bit jealous, and he has agreed to stop contact as it was making me upset. Fast forward another 3 years and it's still going on. She messaged him the other day whilst I was there, and he told me then deleted it quickly. I was upset by this, so he showed me. Nothing bad, just catching up. Obvious he's phoning her from the message. They're chatting regularly. I was really upset, and I asked him why he feels the need to keep doing this when he knows it's upsetting me. And I see it as betrayal, as though he's putting her feelings before mine. He says he doesn't reply. I found messages today between them yesterday that he started off, and she commented about him phoning her, etc. I really don't know how to handle this. Do I accept he wants to stay in touch and my feelings don't matter? Or do I have it out with him, knowing deep down he's not going to stop? I would say before I found out way back they were in contact, and I never doubted him and never worried about our relationship. But now I've changed into someone I don't like because he's continuing to do this, and I worry constantly about it. I'm wondering whether to contact her and ask her about the regularity of the contact. I've posted this before, but I got slated online for being controlling. A lot of mums were saying that they wouldn't have a problem with it, and so I shouldn't, which is fair enough. But what if you do have a problem with it? Would you just accept he's not going to change and just get on with your life and let it go? Now, so she's basically saying the last time she posted this up on Facebook or social media, whatever it was, people told her to get over it. She was being controlling. Clearly, I think she's, by her own admission, he's not doing anything wrong in the text. He's not, you know, sex texting, or there's nothing suspicious about the text. It's just catching up. How are you today? How's things? Did you have a good weekend? Those kind of just normal, everyday, friendly, friend-to-friend questions. So there's nothing sexual, you know what I mean? There's nothing like, you know, you're looking hot today or anything like that. So, but he is still keeping a friendly relationship going with his ex that he was with for 4 years before her. And she's with him now 4 years. I'm asking you, how would you feel about that? Would you accept that? Is that okay? Would you have an issue with your partner talking to their ex or staying good friends with their ex? I would. My feelings on it would be, I believe they're an ex for a reason, but however. Would you have an issue with your partner talking to their ex or remaining friends with their ex? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. You can WhatsApp or text. So just WhatsApp or text a simple yes or no. Would you have an issue with it? Yes, I would have an issue with it. Or no, it's no problem at all. Niall, I keep dreaming every night for weeks that I'm drowning in a local lake, and a hand appears and pulls me up. The hand belongs to a guy I dated briefly. Any ideas? Now, I'm not Michael, so I can't interpret your dream, but I'm going to have a guess. I think you fancy the guy. That's all the dream is about. People have the most bizarre dreams, don't they? A person says, I used to have a dream. Oh yeah. Hi, Niall. I'm Michael. Well, Michael is gone now, unfortunately. I used to have the same dream for months. Everywhere I was going, I had to swim to get there. And I was going on a ship, and I had to swim to reach the ship. A lot of water going on there. Maybe, I don't know, did you have a flood in the house recently? Sorry, my interpretation of your dreams is not real, by the way. I'm just having the crack, all right? I have to say, people are having very strange dreams. Getting back to this idea of having a relationship with your ex, and when I say a relationship, just a friendly relationship, would your partner be happy? Would you be happy if your partner was doing it? Somebody says, yeah, this is called having your cake and eat it, Niall. Call it an emotional affair with the ex. Well, yeah, you're probably right. It kind of is. Is your relationship strong enough? You shouldn't be worried about an ex. We all have history. Life is too short to worry about shit like that. I wish more divorced couples stayed friends. Our children would be happier, says Sean. Well, Sean, I think it's clear from this. You said there was no children involved. And I think it would be fair to say if people have still have contact with their ex and they have children, That's a different situation. They're keeping in contact for the sake of the children and in relation to the issues around the children. So that's a very different situation. But if you have no children, if you're just dating somebody and you've no children and you'd no children from a previous relationship and they're still in contact with them, I think a lot of people might have a different issue about, or a different, I suppose, opinion on it. Let me go to Derianne. Derianne, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Derianne?
Good, Niall, good. I was in a situation similar to that, and I found it extremely difficult.
Right.
And, I mean, my thinking is, well, why do you bother having the ex if you know, you want to be in... How could anything have gone wrong if you can be so friendly?
Right.
And but I think it can cause friction.
And how often was he texting or calling or?
But constantly talking about her.
Oh, right, that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
My ex never did this.
Well, it wasn't even that. It was all the great things the ex did. And,
all right.
Calling and talking and then eventually going to see her. But anyway, I was finished by that time.
What, did he end up having an affair with her?
Well, I don't know whether it was an actual affair, but he ended up going back to see her. And you see, that's, like, you know, if you split up from someone, I think out of respect for the other partner, you don't do it.
Mm.
You know, I mean, the husband or the partner in that case, I think it's the girl that keeping in touch with the guy is at fault, because why does she feel she has to do that?
Yeah, no, and that's what my thinking on it is. An ex is an ex for a reason.
Yes.
Yeah, because you're not with them anymore because you obviously didn't get on with them.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. I mean, I see Kev was texting, he was texting in about the dreams as well. You know, Kev, I think you're having a relationship with a fantasy. That could be concerning for your partner. but he did text in about the dreams earlier on, but I didn't dare read it out to Michael because I knew he was taking the piss. But in saying that, you think that it's not possible to have a relationship or a friendly relationship with an ex because it'll always go, you think it might always go a step further.
Yeah, it's not that it's not possible. I mean, I would have had with my ex-husband, I would have been in touch because out of respect for my children and to keep them, you know, on straight and narrow when it came to the pair of us. But it didn't, it's not a friendship. It's a different sort of a communication. And I mean, I think if you go down that road of friendship, you would be questioning why did the person leave in the first place and what are they doing with me? You know, and I'm not going to go out to that person.
Okay, well, stay there for a second because James, you're on Classic Hits. How do you, James?
How's it going now?
Oh, jeez, it's you, James. It's been a while. It's been a couple of weeks, James. Where have you been?
Unfortunately, you.
Yeah, lockdown, James, yeah.
I'm actually on a COVID lockdown, quarantine.
Oh, you're in quarantine?
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you have it?
Yeah, I don't know. I got tested today.
So. And why did you get tested?
Just been walking Tuesday. Felt a bit dizzy. Sore, dry, scratchy throat, my joints were sore, and I said it to the boss. He told me to ring the GP.
Right.
I had to fill out the form. The GP said I should go for the test because, you know, the way they have to recommend you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I went for the test today.
Right, okay. So you feel like you have the flu kind of thing? Yeah.
I feel a bit run down, but, like, I don't feel anything.
That's
major.
What I'm saying. You've kind of flu symptoms. You've flu symptoms, yeah.
Yeah. But the doctor said there's no flu going, so.
Right, okay. Yeah, work that one out for yourself. So, yeah. So you think you probably might, you could have it. Well, by the way, you need to let us know now. Now that everybody's thinking at home, has James got the COVID? You know what I mean?
I say there's people at home praying, I do.
Well, in saying that, look, at the age you're at, look, it's not. Probably,
I'll be fine.
Yeah, it's not.
More than likely.
Yeah, you'll be fine. It would be very unlikely that anything bad would happen to you.
I'm not really put it that way.
Yeah, okay. Well, getting back to this particular conversation, how would you feel if your missus, you know, wanted to keep up a friendly relationship with her ex?
She wouldn't be my missus, no.
Right. Right, I know where we're going with this, so. Yeah, okay, so that just wouldn't be happening, James?
Nah, no.
And are you the jealous type?
No, I wouldn't be jealous, but just over the long term, I'd be thinking, does he have feelings for her? Does she still have feelings for him? Are they going to like start thinking, oh, why did I leave them? Do you know what I'm talking about? If you hit turbulence in the relationship.
Yeah.
You know, and are they going to be the shoulder to cry on? Are they going to be going for afternoon tea and coffee or going for a dinner? It's just, why would you want to be dealing with it?
Is she telling them about all the problems we might
problems,
have?
Problems, yeah. Calling you this, and is he twisting the knife? And, you know, like, does he still have feelings for her, hoping something more will come of it? Like, No, it's because it's as Danny
it
said,
is a recipe not, for disaster, I think.
Yeah, and I just think it can put a massive spanner in the works, understandably, because like you'd be sitting at home thinking, right, my partner's out now with our ex having dinner.
But no, nobody suggested going out for contacts. Well, we are talking about phone calls here.
Okay, okay, so let's say he suggests, right, let's go for a meal and a real catch up. Is he going to be able to say anything then? Does he have to put up with it? You know, like, how far is it just going to stay at phone calls and texts? It's just weird.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what would happen if, let's say, your wife had a female friend, or a male friend, should I say, a male friend, and, you know, in work, you know, good, did she have male colleagues in work?
Yeah, some, yeah.
Okay, and if she said to you, oh, I was out today, myself and John, you know, in work, you know, we had lunch again today, we kind of go out for lunch together every day.
Yeah, but see, they don't have a history. There's no record there of intimacy or anything like that.
But it could start. Like, it could start, yeah. Okay, I hate to worry about it could start.
Yeah, it could start. It could start. I know. That's where a lot of affairs do start.
Yeah.
In work, because you spend so much time with the person.
Yeah.
Like, I would be kind of like, if it was every day and like they were all bestie texting each other after work, and I'd be kind of like, I would think it's mildly inappropriate to become chums. You know, like, constantly, like, each other's shoulder, you know. I think to a degree, like I couldn't give a shit if it was once in a blue moon. But then I think if they're bestie pals and she only starts this new job and there's this new guy in the scene, I kind of think to yourself, who the hell is this guy?
You do sound like you're jealous. You're a jealous.
Yeah, nah. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, sometimes you can be onto something.
But if you were out somewhere, let's say, with her, I'm sure you've had exes, yeah? You've had a few exes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're out, say, doing a bit of shopping in Liffey Valley or whatever it is, right? And, you know, and one of your exes sees you with your missus and comes over and goes, James, hi, James.
Nah, that wouldn't
be happening. Hi, how are you?
No. No, we wouldn't even look at each other, possibly.
Right, okay.
Wouldn't even acknowledge each other.
But would that be appropriate if you were friendly with a person? No.
Yeah, like amicable, you know, or how's it going, how's things, grand, like a quick 2 second hello, goodbye kind of thing.
Yeah, not remember like, that, remember that, like, remember that night we went out, that would be very inappropriate.
Yeah, or I seen Johnny down the shops and we went for a cup of coffee, I'll be kind of like, yeah, you did what? But most females are like...
But is that an insecurity? Some people would say that's controlling.
Like, yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a paranoid or paranoid now. Sometimes you have to be kind of like, that's a bit strange. You know, if you're going to ground in a bubble and just think, everything's perfect, don't be surprised if you get bit.
People talk about control, and no matter what way you look at it, there's an element of control in being in a relationship, an element of it, because you can't go off as pretend you're single. You have to act like you are in a relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
so that is an element of control. It does control how your life operates. It doesn't mean the person is controlling you. You've decided to allow that control over your own life.
Absolutely, because like, there's boundaries,
there's exclusivity.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and there's a difference between friendliness and flirting. I don't mind friendliness, but then if your partner's playing into flirting and she's telling you, it's just a bit of banter, you know, like, come on.
Yeah.
Seriously, would you put up with that now?
No. I don't think anybody would. I personally don't believe anybody would. I asked Tara today and Talina, and they both said they wouldn't either. You know, I mean, if it's just even a one-off, to be honest, it'd be a bit strange why suddenly an ex is texting you out of the blue. That'd be odd. But that'd probably even be odder, to be honest with you.
Hi, do you want to come out for a cup of coffee and a chat? And you just sit at home. Yeah, no problem, love. Wave it out the door. Seriously.
Somebody says, James is right on, Niall. Yeah, he is. Yeah, absolutely. He probably is right. Well, okay, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087. Niall? Yeah, 188-0008. Yes, Terry Allen.
Sorry, I just want to wish James very well.
Oh, okay. Thank you,
Darian. I thought
you were going to wish him a happy birthday or something.
Like Ryan, how are you?
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, you will be fine. Yeah. I mean, look.
No, I'm just talking about. Leo came out and said that it was here in December, and I swear to God, I had it in December in half the country.
It was flu season as well. You know what I mean?
No, it wasn't flu because I went to the doctor. I had the cough. I had the temperature. I didn't know I had a temperature, and I had the whole the three things you'd be tested for now. And I fell down for 2 days where I could not move. And
that doesn't mean you had COVID-19,
but
I had last February, as you might remember, the only time in 9 years I've ever taken time off work. I was out of work here for a week, nearly a week. It was actually 4 days. I was out of work, and then as soon as I came back, Helena had to go out because she caught it off me. But it was, I ended up in bed in pneumonia. I had a doctor. I had to go to my own doctor's office, and he kept me in the office for 2.5 hours and said I wasn't allowed to leave unless my temperature went down. He was calling an ambulance. That's how bad I was. Like, I ended up in pneumonia. So in saying that, a lot of people have symptoms. I had the cough. I had the temperature. I had the problem breathing. I was even had to go for an X-ray in my chest. So a lot of people have had, you know, the flu and kind of think, oh, I might have had COVID. They are saying there probably was some cases end of November, December. You know, maybe Chinese travellers who had gone to France or maybe possibly gone to France and then met somebody in France who came to Ireland and came to England. So it's quite possible there are isolated cases around Europe.
Well, I was in touch with somebody at that time who come from France.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but anyway, I'm only just saying that. I mean, I just hope James is going to do fine. And
he'll be grand. He's a trooper.
He'll be grand.
Yeah. Sharon, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Sharon?
Good evening, Niall. How are you?
Good evening, Sharon.
Oh, we were on this subject of trusting your exes. We've gone back into COVID again.
Yeah, I know. We're trying to get out. We're just trying to get away from COVID tonight.
Well,
everything comes back to COVID. Myself and Helena and Aisling are banging our heads off walls every day because we're trying to think of, you know, topics that are not COVID related.
Away from it. Yeah,
yeah, but everybody just wants everybody you meet on the street, it's like there's nothing else happening in the world. There's no more bombs going off in the world. There's no more wars in Syria. There's no more, you know, refugees around the world. There's no more bad news. Everything is just COVID, 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 COVID. Yeah. Bring back Brexit, I say.
Oh, simpler times now.
Yeah, simpler times. Yeah. I mean, do you remember Brexit for about a year? Sky News was just Brexit, 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 Brexit. I mean, and we were all going off our feck's sake, but at least we could go on holidays.
Yeah, exactly.
Turn it off.
Oh, dear.
Bring back Brexit, I say. Okay, well, Sharon, if you're in a relationship, are you currently in a relationship, Sharon?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm one of those kind of serially cheated on people, and therefore I should have my trust incredibly dented, but I'm also the
gullible.
The eternal optimist, Niall.
Right.
Actually, that there's a lot of people out there.
Yeah, well, you might as well be optimistic. So, if you're with a guy and he's still contacting, and I'm not saying sex texting, and you've even looked at his phone and they're just friendly texts like, how are you? Have a good weekend? How's the missus? How's things? You know, I mean, and with his ex, I mean, how would you feel about that?
Look, I think every relationship is different and every situation is different. Exes are generally exes for a reason, but often there is, you know, one-sided unfinished business or whatever. And, you know, I personally was burnt by this on Christmas Eve. I'll never forget it. I was working in a pub. I was setting up my first veterinary practice. And to fund it, I was working in a pub. And it was Christmas Eve, and I was dressed in this very naughty little Santa outfit with filing boots and everything.
Well, the last time I saw you at a listener party, you had a Madonna outfit on you, so it wouldn't be unusual for you, Sharon.
But no, and he was my fellow was supposed to pick me up from the pub, and he'd gone to see his ex to see the daughter for Christmas Eve, and he hadn't turned up to pick me up from the pub, and I had to walk 2 miles to see where he was, and got to his house and saw him frolicking on the sofa with his ex. So you know, we all get burnt by these things. If there's still feelings, and you know there's still feelings, it's
the
always
dirty swine.
Be. Second
bastard. Well, you put it better than I did, James. Sorry, I couldn't say that.
Niall, what I just loved you said a few minutes ago was your definition of being in a relationship was you're not being controlled, you are committing to another person, and therefore you are offering yourself to the self-control.
The self-control of a relationship, yes.
Of not having those other contacts. And, you know my recent guy I've been with since I was in Ireland. I mean, he was terribly unfaithful. And he never committed to the control, because control for him was an issue. If you're trying to control me, if you want to know where I am and what I'm doing, blah, blah, blah. Well, it was because he was always off doing bad things. But if you trust someone, and, I mean, you're in a great relationship with Karen. You wouldn't dream that she'd go off with anything, and she wouldn't dream that you would, because you're committed to each other. And I think that's the difference. you know, you can't take temptation out of everybody's path every day. It's going to be there. And if you want to stay in a relationship because you want to be with that person, doesn't matter what temptation comes along. I've always said, John Bon Jovi stand in front of me and drop his trousers and say, come on, baby. And I'd say, sorry, mate, you're married. But
but women have this strange opinion of men that, you know, if we're in a bar somewhere, you know, and the girlfriend is not around or the partner is not around and we're off in Spain with the lads, and that this busty-looking blonde Swedish girl comes over to you, looking great, and says, like, I've painted the picture here, haven't I? Me and you upstairs right now, nobody will ever find out that most men would do it. And I disagree. I don't think most men would do it.
I just know so many that do and would. And I know people that seem in lovely, committed, married relationships. I've always had a lot more male friends than female friends, and hung around with rugby guys and whatever. And I've seen even what seems to be the best relationships, I've seen the guys not be decent. So I think it's really hard. And women do the same, of course. I'm not saying it's all one
side. I think women cheat just as much as men, but just don't get caught.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, I think, you know, it's about the person and it's about their commitment to the relationship. I think, you know, if your person is committed to you, it doesn't matter what temptation you put in their way, they're committed to you. But if there's any doubts or any trust, temptation will come, whether it's from an ex, whether it's from a chat up in a bar, whether it's from an online whatever. There's always going to be temptation out there. And if that person isn't committed to you, you know, trying to prevent them from having contact with other people isn't going to keep them yours. They've got to want to stay yours to be yours. You know?
By the way, Derry-Anne, do you think every man would take the opportunity?
I would say, not even I'd say.
Give me a percentage. What percentage of men do you think, you know, if there's a lovely looking lady, busty lady from Sweden in the middle of a bar in Spain and nobody can ever find out about it and she says, me and you upstairs now, quick one.
99.
Ah, stop. James, help me here. Work with me here.
I've had it offered on a plate and I've refused many times.
On a plate?
On a plate. Absolutely. Man. I'm a good-looking chap now, like I told you before. I'm a fine book.
Yeah, sure, James. Yeah, no praise like self-praise.
Exactly what, no, but hold on, come here. It's like what Sharon said, self-control now.
It is,
you know,
self-control.
I don't just give in to the primitive impulses. Yeah. I'm able to control myself, like.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I think we all have primitive impulses, particularly when it comes to men, you know, more so than women. I suppose men have those. I mean, look, we still have that DNA within us, men, which is to go out and sow our seed and repopulate the world. But in saying that, if you're in a committed relationship, you wouldn't do it. And I'm very disappointed, Derry-Anne and Sharon, that you think that little of men.
It's not that I think that's
just because you've been stung.
I know I talk to people.
But you've been stung, and so has Sharon multiple times.
That's not the point. I know of a group of guys who went to Portugal last year, and the place was full of prostitutes, gorgeous looking ones from all over the place.
Right.
And I can tell you what went on. You know, I've been around the block. I've lived. I've seen.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that 99%. You said 99%
okay.
Of men would do it.
Not 99%.
See, that's the difference.
She's going to reduce it to 90%.
Put it this way.
Go on.
If you knew, or if I knew my husband had gone on a golfing outing to Thailand, I wouldn't go near him with a 40-foot pole again.
I'm always just, this is between the three of us, right? Or the four of us, right? I'm always suspicious of lads
of
going to Thailand. I don't know what it is. I knew a lad, and he was about 50, going back about 20 years ago. And he used to go to Thailand for the month every year. Now, this guy was the ugliest looking critter you've ever seen in your life. But he used to go to Thailand for a month every year. And I know what he was up to. I absolutely know what he was up to.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Dirty
swine. Bishops and almond out there.
The bishops?
Yeah, I was out there and I knew there was one in a hotel, the Great Hotel it was called. And at the time, but we'll let him rest in peace now. But anyway, yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Okay, but okay, so back to you. Oh, by the way, Sharon, somebody put a really good message up here on Facebook, right, in relation to what we're talking about. You know, would you have a problem with, you know, your partner continuing a friendly relationship, not a sexual one, with their ex? Somebody said, what about Facebook? Because their self, is it acceptable to be friends with an ex on Facebook? This is something my partner and I disagree on a lot. Now, obviously, they disagree because either it's one or the other of them must have friends or exes on Facebook. So is that a, would that be, Sharon, is that a problem?
I think I can only say the same thing again. If your partner is your partner who's committed to you, you know, if you could check his Facebook all day long, it doesn't matter who's messaging him. He's going to be friendly or not friendly or whatever. It's only if he's actually looking for the opportunity to, you know, to be tempted over to the other side.
I'm in big shit, so I've 74,000 friends on my Facebook page.
it's all about trust. And if I'd love to know, you know...
But trust is not given. Sure.
Yeah, but if you're in a good relationship and you trust each other, I actually think it'd be lovely to not actually have to wonder who they're contacting on their phone, because...
Facebook has moved the goalpost, but because before it was just a phone.
These things, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I think Facebook is probably responsible for a lot of relationship breakdowns.
Yeah, it will be, because it's so easy and it's so...
Because you've got these creatures. Yeah, these creatures coming from the past, you know, back to haunt people.
Mm-hmm. And then as soon as you hit a bump in the road, and like the ex-partner, etc., is only a message away. Really years ago, you didn't have that.
Or they go on Facebook and do that usual post, having a bad day, and everyone goes, okay, hon, PM me. It's true, isn't it? So, I mean, so it's Facebook, James, for you, if your missus had an ex on Facebook, I don't know how many friends you have, maybe your average person probably has 1,500, 2,000 friends. If your missus had an ex on Facebook, would that be the same as having an ex on the phone? Jesus, you're in trouble later, James. I can tell you if your missus gets the show.
No,
can we talk to your missus? We've never got to talk to your missus. God love her. Can we talk
to her? She likes to listen.
Right, go on.
I wouldn't be up for that. Personally.
No, you're not up for much at all, are you?
Because look, these people have been romantic before, and you never know, as the, like, a heart never splits 50-50. So usually somebody still has intentions. And let's say your partner breaks up with them, they still have intentions. You're going through a rough patch and they're still, you know, friend, laffy, daffy, daddy, and all that crap. And then, you know, it's just sometimes putting your hand in to be slapped.
Or she puts a picture up of herself on Facebook and an ex puts a comment up, looking great. Looking
stunning. Are you winding me up?
But it's not her fault if a guy puts that up on them. What?
Yeah, well, it kind of is, because she still has them on her Facebook. does it delete button?
Oh, sorry, James, if you tell her she looks stunning, she doesn't need to do that on Facebook, so come on.
I will be honest.
Her own confidence, because she doesn't feel valued or appreciated.
I don't necessarily buy that, Sharon, because I know people who are in relationships and they would constantly tell their missus how wonderful and beautiful they are, but yet their missus might still be putting, you know, some attention-seeking stuff up on Facebook.
Yeah,
looking for that, maybe it's just not enough for their own partner who they hear saying it all the time. They want the attention of multiple men.
Well, that's different people.
The fact that some ladies like to make their partner jealous.
Yeah, well, that too, yeah.
They like to see that their partner sees other
male attention.
Keep them on his toes. There's definitely that kind of person out there.
Yeah, absolutely, there is.
So, it's a multifaceted issue. You know, it's not really black and white. But, like, I think, like Sharon said, it's each to their own, but I wouldn't just give trust to somebody I get with straight away. It has to be earned.
Right, okay.
Like, and Sharon, I'm not being bad. Maybe that's why you end up with these guys all the time. Because maybe you just give trust. And no, I don't mean that as an insult. I'm being genuine.
No, I now know why I end up with these guys all the time. So I've changed a few issues that I have. But
Well, by the way, you're not... Why? Are you thinking that you're blaming yourself for these guys having affairs?
No. I mean, I've through having this partner who wasn't great and had massive issues and alcoholism and all sorts of things. I've gone through a lot of treatment protocols to assist him. And those treatment protocols have showed me things about myself that I needed to look at.
Right.
So, you know, there's some good has come, you know.
And what's the story with you? Are you mad or something? Like, is there something? Are you a bit eccentric? Sharon.
Are you a vet, Sharon?
She is a vet, yeah.
Yeah, you see, Niall, I guess she has that wounded deer syndrome, where she comes across a man that's completely shattered and she kind of has that mentality where I can fix him.
I've always done that. I'm not doing that anymore. That's part of the issue.
Right, so you're purposely picking guys who have a fault to try and fix them.
Purposely. It's something that happens intrinsically. You don't have the control of, but somebody that is a technically wounded animal, you know, this massive thing in me goes out to them of, you know, you poor thing, I can make things better for you, and all you do is end up getting treated like a doormat. So this is
I didn't know that was a syndrome. Thanks, James. I didn't know that was a syndrome.
Yeah,
so you think you're like the Florence Nightingale?
Along those lines.
The only thing is that you normally only fix animals, but not human beings.
I'm good with the broken animals.
Speak to the animals, sure. I'm much more grateful.
Yeah, she's like Dr. Doolittle, this woman, I swear to God. I'm looking at some of the texts here. Colin the Milkman, by the way, says, I'm sorry to hear that Sharon is single again. We're not all the same. There's there's someone out there perfect for you. Ah, that's nice.
Oh, I'm sure there is. I'm not. Where is he? I'm busy at the moment. I'm busy, too busy rescheduling the festival.
I know.
Busy, but
the Forever Young Festival.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it's actually, I have to say, because a lot of your listeners are our clients, and the support we've received has been phenomenal.
I don't know, James. You didn't go to the festival last year. It was a great festival. Forever Young. No, what?
I'm not a festival goer.
Ah, stop, would you?
It could be a festival goer kind of cancer for every year, honestly.
Yeah, it was a great festival. It was all 80s bands, you know, the Bronski Beat stole the show. But anyway, so the festival was due to go ahead again in July this year, but unfortunately it's not going to go ahead, I assume.
No, we've had to move it back a year. We hope to run it in September, but it's just not going to be feasible. So,
How can you run it with social distance? And I don't see this the way the government see it maybe at the moment. They're saying that social distancing will be the new norm until a vaccine becomes available, and we might never have a vaccine. There is no way we're going to be able to have gigs like Forever Young or the gigs in the Three Arena that will be financially viable if people have to keep social distance. Could you imagine that in the front of a stage telling everyone to stay 2 metres apart? Nobody's going to do that.
Well, it's not.
Let's put them all into cubes or something.
I don't know what it's like around your way, but, you know, in the first few weeks of lockdown around here, I could drive to the shop and drive back and wouldn't see a single soul on the road. Now it's just like every day out there. People are just walking on the street. Everyone's meeting up. People have just... The whole lockdown fatigue has kicked in already. And so the chance of people actually listening to the whole... Those that are worried about it will, and those that have blatantly, you know, ignored it most of the time will carry on ignoring it. So we'll just go around the same old spiral. But
just an interesting question I thought I'd ask you. Is there like a dog version of, you know, a coronavirus like the flu or COVID-19?
Corona's in animals.
Is it?
In different, slightly different strains.
But have dogs ever had a pandemic that, you know...
Not in this way. And there are, you know, the coronavirus that, you know, there is corona, but it's different strains. And they are only, probably in the last 10 years, there's been vaccines that we've created for them. But it's not a huge thing, and it's not a big pandemic type thing. It doesn't spread like wildfire.
Are not in contact with each other very much.
They run out, they sniff each other's bums and noses.
I know, but generally speaking, they're not in contact. They're in your house most of the time. So they're not like human beings. They're not social creatures.
Yeah, it spreads in a different way.
Yeah.
The strains that we're talking about in small animals. But, you know, I mean, that's where all the hoo-ha came, that, you know, this came out of the Chinese markets of, you know, the way they treat, you know, pets and reptiles
animals,
and wild animals as food and
it's despicable, isn't it? I don't care about any culture, but it's despicable to when you see some of the videos. Oh,
but they've through this that they've banned, you know, the meat festival, and there's been a huge change now. So again, horrific situation that we've had with COVID, but some good is coming out from this in lots of ways.
Yeah, and I think we're probably going to have a lower and out of people this year would have had the flu and obviously common colds because we're not in contact with as many people now at the moment. Okay, but so say there, I'm going off the CBC. You just get drawn back into bloody COVID again, don't you? Caroline, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Caroline?
Hi there.
Hi, Caroline. Is it okay to have a friend who's an ex?
You know, I don't know. I don't really know. It's not really working for me.
Right.
I guess it is for people who have had a healthy relationship and then they could maybe stay friends. But for people who have had a toxic relationship, I think it's kind of difficult to let go, but better for everyone, really.
Yeah. Okay, so you've been cheated on.
Yeah, I guess you could call it cheating. He was addicted to online dating apps. So, it's cheating.
Oh, of course. Right, okay. And did he ever meet any of the people on the online dating apps?
Well, he kept saying to me that he was just doing it because he was drunk and he just wanted to see what was out there.
Right.
And, you know, I would find the numbers of the girls that he got from, I don't know, Badu or, I shouldn't be saying any names, but, you know, those dating apps that there is out there.
Plenty of Fish and all the other ones.
Plenty of Fish and all that. Yeah. Plenty of whatever.
Plenty of whatever.
Plenty of. And, I don't really know what he was...
I mean, that's quite ballsy, isn't it, to put your profile, while you're in a relationship, to put your profile up on, you know, Tinder or Badu or whatever it happens to be. It's quite a ballsy thing to do, isn't it? I mean, I don't know.
You know what, Niall? I think there's a lot of people that have... Have you heard of this thing, an addiction? It's called addiction to online dating apps and sexting and all that, the online stuff.
Right. I'm assuming there is an addiction to it. Yeah, there probably is, and maybe it's people just want some sort of affirmation or attention of some description.
That's what I thought. At the beginning, I just thought he was being, you know, drunk and looking for attention, and you know, and you kind of blame yourself, and you're like, okay, is it me?
Am I not giving him enough attention? Yeah.
Yeah, and then after a while, you know, they keep saying they're sorry, they won't do it again, they were just drunk. But I mean, it's not just the alcohol after a while. Like, when you're doing that, if you did that once or twice, like a one-off, but if you're doing that through the whole relationship, like, for all, like, 3 years I was with him, like, you're probably wondering, like, what was I doing, you know, staying with someone that long, but...
And was was he chatting to them, like, private messaging and stuff as well?
It would have been just, like, dating profiles, and then, obviously, he must have got numbers. Because I had found, you know, WhatsApp numbers and stuff. So, yeah, he would have been chatting with them. And
That's the end of that. That's
so
the end of that, really. Yeah.
Of cheating.
Of course, it's not just a form of cheating. It is cheating.
Well, it is cheating in a way, even though you don't actually find the person, you know, the girl who was talking earlier on, the woman was, you know, she came and she saw her fella or something, her ex, frolicking with someone else.
That was Sharon,
else.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, exactly. So it's maybe not the same thing, but still, like, it's still a form of cheating. That's what I think.
I when people say it's a form of cheating, I just think sex texting or, you know, talking to strange women that you've never met through dating apps or whatever, I just think it is cheating. I mean, James, am I wrong in saying that? It is cheating, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely ropey, isn't it?
No. Well, it's not just ropey, it's cheating. And how did it end then, Caroline? What did you do? Did you just say, listen, I've enough of this, see you now?
Definitely, I had to. I just thought it was part of this kind of addictive personality, you know, being addicted to...
being a dickhead.
Alcohol, being a dickhead as
And you have to value yourself. You have to value yourself.
Being addicted to, you know, alcohol or just kind of like addictive personality, like a lot of people who have addictions, you know.
Drink destroys a lot of relationships.
I don't know.
Relationships.
You just keep making excuses, I guess. But at the end, like, my argument with him was, his was, oh, I was just drunk. It was the alcohol. I'm foolish. But, you know, nothing happened. But I'd say to him, nothing happened because maybe on her part she didn't want it to happen.
Yeah.
But it's not saying that if there had been an opening there, you would have gone.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
What I mean? Because as soon as I left him, like, it would have been maybe 1 or 2 months later, he still, you know, went ahead and found someone. So was it just because I was maybe around? Or I don't know. I just.
And how long were you with him?
3 years. About 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Jeepers. And did you know this early into the relationship, or was it only towards the end?
No, I knew it maybe after 2 years.
Okay. All right. So you kind of stuck with it.
I was quite good at hiding it at the beginning, and then afterwards, because I wasn't really the type that would really kind of, you know, look at phones, and he was. But, you know, that was the crazy thing about it, is that most cheaters are the ones that are really jealous and
absolutely
insecure and possessive. Whereas I was kind of like, whatever, you know, what am I going to be?
The cheaters are always the
like
one.
Woman, you know?
The cheaters, cheaters are always the ones who will accuse you of cheating. So
exactly.
if they're cheating, they will accuse you of it to justify their own cheating. And that's what they do. That's what cheaters do.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it does take the heat off them. Yeah, yeah, makes you feel bad.
Yeah. Because
definitely, it's kind of a form of gaslighting as well. Like,
it is gaslighting.
Not all cheaters are narcissistic, but like it would be coming to the, you know, kind of narcissistic, the kind of like do the gaslighting and,
yeah,
you know, they're pathological kind of liars.
And did he do the gaslighting? Did he go off it for maybe a few days and buy you flowers and bring you to a restaurant and kind of gaslight you for a while and then go back to it again?
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of a pattern, isn't it? It's kind
yeah.
of just. Mm. They're just toxic people, really. So I think in that kind of case, then no, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, wish them well, but well away
go.
From you.
Yeah, but well away from you. I mean, you never had that issue, Sharon, did you, with them going on dating websites?
Oh, God. I mean, from recent experience, it wasn't going on dating websites. It was going on...
real dates.
Prostitutes.
Oh, what?
Even the prostitute had it, so...
All right, okay.
Yeah.
But right, okay.
Kettle of fish, and it was all to do with his massive issues and stuff, but hey ho, never mind.
Yeah.
He was a fairly unique case, but so I just think that listening to, your other lady there and what she was saying, it's a similar thing, If that person was in a relationship with someone that he was committed to, he wouldn't need the dating apps. You know, the same with my chat wouldn't need to be looking at prostitutes. So it's all about being in an open, trusting relationship with good communication that makes you committed to each other, which is how you started the conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, listen, thank you very much indeed, Caroline. Are you with somebody nice now? Have you met somebody nice?
No, I'm having a break. I'm fine.
I'm having a break. There you go. All right, listen, James, thanks. See ya.
Okay, no bye.
And by the way, thanks, Caroline. Thanks, Sharon. And James, best of luck, by the way, with the COVID test. You let us know, won't you?
Yeah, sure. I'm sure I'll be on at some stage.
And Derrianne, thank you very much indeed. I appreciate you coming on the air. All right.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.